Mama Jean by Corey D. Miller. I remember when I was young, my parents would take my brothers and me to see our grandmother, Mama Jean. She lived in a little house on the north side of Omaha. After Grandpa William died, she insisted on living alone. Mama Jean was always kind of stubborn. Mom and Dad kept arguing with her, but she wouldn't listen. She was only 55 when Grandpa William died, and she lived alone in that little house for 20 years. Her house was in a nice neighborhood where people spoke to one another and looked after each other. We really never had any reason to worry about Mama Jean. All of her neighbors adored her, she was in perfect health, and she had us. The one thing that was more important than all of that was that she was happy. Every Sunday morning, Mom, Dad, William, little Esther, and I would get into our car and make our way to Mama Jean's. It wasn't far, a mere 4 blocks. We always picked her up for Sunday services. After church, which usually lasted an hour, we'd go to breakfast at the Village. That was the best part. The Village had the most amazing blueberry pancakes. We'd spend hours talking, laughing, and eating. When we were finished stuffing our bellies, Mom and Dad would drop all of us off at Mama Jean's to spend the rest of the day, and sometimes the night. Mama Jean's house was pale yellow with white trim. The large porch accommodated several chairs that were almost always occupied, and my personal favorite, the white swing. In the spring, the brick path leading to the burgundy front door was lined with the robust colors of zinnias. On either side of the porch, neatly trimmed yews framed the picture. In the center of the yard, on the left side of the walk, there was a tree. Mama Jean planted it when Grandpa William died. She said it would help his spirit reach heaven. Mama Jean was a spirited woman filled with life. She loved to laugh and tell stories. Her favorite storytelling place was the swing. We'd spend hours listening to her tales of good versus evil or family history. She had a soft voice and only spoke when she had something worth saying. When she did speak, her tone commanded attention and respect. There was something about her nature that attracted people to her, young and old. They frequently came seeking advice. I recall that oftentimes she'd simply listen without saying a word, and yet the person would seem satisfied. It's funny how you don't recall those types of things until someone is gone. I remember the day my father called with the news of Mama Jean's death. I was away at school. It was dead week, spring semester, and I was studying for finals. My apartment was quiet except for the occasional chirp of a bird outside my bedroom window. The phone rang. It was 10:30 a.m. I was surprised to hear my father's voice. He told me Mama Jean died in her sleep and that I should come home. I hung up the phone and began to pack. After the funeral, things settled down a bit, and I had time to think. I went to a local nursery, selected a small flowering tree, and returned to Mama Jean's house. There, on the left side of the path, was Grandpa William's tree, already flowering. I dug the hole on the right side and planted Mama Jean's tree. Now, I live in Mama Jean's house with my children. Every Sunday, we sit on the old porch swing, drinking iced tea, lemonade, or hot chocolate in winter, and I tell Mama Jean's tales of good versus evil, or family history. Once, my youngest daughter, Jeanette, asked about the two trees guarding the house. I told her, they help the spirits reach heaven.